立功于
啊，因为他有敬畏神的智慧。
Because he had the wisdom to fear the Lord.
知道时时有神，处处有神，啊，事事都晓得依靠神。
And he knew that the Lord was everywhere and was always with him, and he knew to always rely on him.
啊，十二岁的时候就晓得以父事为念。
And so he was always, his mind was always on the matters of his father.
啊，再来就是领悟道理的智慧。
And the second type of wisdom was the wisdom of understanding words.
啊，所以智慧人啊，会对神的道理能够领悟了解。
And so a wise person has a very good understanding of the word of God.
啊，他的智慧啊，比所罗门更大。
His wisdom surpasses that of Solomon's.
所以所罗门能够讲论天文地理啊。各样珍珠金饰都会。
Solomon was able to speak about the various things in heaven and on earth and just miscellaneous things.
啊，但是主耶稣在讲道理里面呢、啊，你看所有的东西呀、啊，所有的道理里面呢、啊，也是啊，内容相当的丰富。
But when you read Jesus' teachings, you will find that there are many lessons embedded in all of his parables.
啊，可以用各样的飞鸟动物啊来比喻神的道。
He is able to use the various creatures, the birds in the sky, to talk about the nature of God. And using very simple parables, he is able to explain very abstract and mysterious things of the Lord.
从旧约律法谈到未来末世啊。
He can talk about the Old Testament law, and he can also talk about the end of the world.
所以有的人听了主耶稣讲道以后啊，都感到说，哇，怎么这个人有这么大的智慧？
So,Jesus' listeners often would marvel at how he spoke with such wisdom and authority.
啊，有一个妇人啊，甚至大声说啊，哇，生你的、养你的人实在太有福气了。
And there was even a woman who exclaimed, "Blessed is she who gave birth to you and raised you."
啊，因为他讲话很有权柄，啊，内容相当充实。
And this was because Jesus spoke with great wisdom and authority.
啊，非常深奥的道理，但是他可以用生活当中的一些事情啊，就很浅显的把它阐明出来。
He could explain very mysterious and abstract things using common day experiences.
有的人说啊，智慧人有时候讲的那个让人家听不懂的，他表示他有智慧。
Some people, you may notice that some people prove their wisdom by saying things that no one else understands.
那事实上我们在讲道理啊，虽然很深奥的道理啊，我们应当用比较浅显的啊讲的，让大家能够听得清楚。
But it's actually more effective if we can explain the deep matters of the Lord in very simple terms so that everyone can understand it.
啊，另外一个是应对，就是人跟人之间讲话彼此应对的智慧。
And Jesus also had the wisdom of interacting with other people and speaking and debating.
所以在圣殿里面啊，跟那些律法师啊。啊，就有问有答，大家都说哇，这个人怎么这么聪明
？For example, when he was in the temple, he was asking questions to the teachers of the law, and they all marveled at his understanding.
诗篇四十五篇里面说，那个舌头好像快刀一样。
In Psalm 45, it says that the tongue is like a sharp, is like a quick blade.
有的人很嫉妒啊，带着一些问题来质问他。
Some people were very jealous of Jesus and brought questions to test him.
但是耶稣的回答都让人想不到啊，让敌人啊都感到很羞愧。
But Jesus' answers to their questions always left the enemy speechless.
有一次啊，耶稣洁净圣殿。
Once Jesus cleansed the temple.
啊，人家问他说：“你这个权柄从哪里来？”
And people asked him, "By what authority do you do such things?"
啊，他不直接回答。
He did not give a direct answer.
他说我问你们一个问题。
He said, "I will ask you a question."
你们能够回答的话，我才回答我的权柄从哪里来。
And if you can answer my question, then I will tell you where my authority comes from.
约翰的洗礼是从神来的还是从人间来的
？And so he asked them, John's baptism was it from God or was it from men?
啊，那些法利赛人就犹豫啊，不能够说，也不能够说他是人间来的啊，因为百姓说约翰是先知啊。
And so the Pharisees debated amongst themselves because they could not say that his baptism was of men because the multitude believed that he was a prophet.
啊，那时候我们说是从天上来的，耶稣会说，那你们为什么不信？
And yet if they said that John's baptism was from heaven, then Jesus would say to them, then why did you not believe in him?
啊，法利赛人想来想去啊，不晓得怎么回答，就说我们不知道。
And so after thinking about it for a while, the Pharisees replied, "We don't know where John's baptism is from."
好，你们不回答，我也不回答。我权柄从哪里来？
And Jesus says, "If you do not answer my question, then I will not tell you where my authority comes from."
哦，所以有很多人啊，是用嫉妒啊来试探耶稣啊。
So many people, out of heart of jealousy, came to test Jesus.
找一些很难的问题。
And so they would have very difficult questions.
啊，但是要抓耶稣的把柄。
And basically, they were looking for Jesus' fault.
有时候你讲耶稣也不可以，讲 no 也不可以。
Because some of the questions, if you answered yes, you'd be wrong, and if you answered no,
但是耶稣就有办法来应付。
But Jesus had the wisdom in order to answer these questions appropriately.
有人告诉他说，我们纳税给凯撒皇帝可以不可以？
So someone asked him, should we pay taxes to Caesar?
这叫做两难的问题。
And this is a very difficult question to answer.
你不可以说可以。
Because you cannot say, yes, you must.
因为犹太人气得罗马皇帝气得半死。
Because the Jewish people hated the Roman officials.
所以他们认为那个税吏啊，把钱收去给罗马政府啊，他们认为说税吏是罪人。
And because they did not want to pay the taxes to the Roman government, and they considered the taxpayers, the tax collectors sinners.
所以你不能够说可以纳税给凯撒。
So it is difficult for Jesus to say, yes, you ought to pay taxes.
啊，你也不可以说不可以。
At the same time, you cannot say no, you should not pay taxes.
你说不可以，他又到罗马政府去告你。
Because if you said no, you should not pay taxes, then they will tell the Roman officials.
所以他们的动机本来就是要抓你的把柄，要害你。
And so their motivation asking this question is to trap you in your words.
耶稣说啊，假冒的为善的人啊。
Jesus said, you hypocrites.
啊，拿一个钱来给我看看。
Bring me a coin and let me see it.
啊，这个像是谁的？
And he pointed to it and said, whose image is on this coin?
这个是凯撒的像啊。
And they replied, this is Caesar's image.
凯撒的东西归凯撒，神的东西归神。
And so he replied, saying, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.
他也不跟你讲说可以不可以纳税。
He does not say whether or not you should give taxes.
就他的智慧的回答让那个要陷害他的人啊找不到话柄。
And so his answer left those who tried to trap him speechless.
还有一次啊，就是法利赛人啊，故意捉拿一个犯奸淫的妇人来。
Another example is when the Pharisees caught an adulterous woman and brought her to the presence
of Jesus. 因为其实这些人呢、啊，就存心不良。
These people did not do this out of a pure conscience.
犯淫乱啊，一定有一个男生一个女生啊。
When a woman commits adultery, there is definitely a man involved.
按照律法来讲啊，淫乱的、奸淫的男女，通通要处死。
According to the law, both the man and the woman who are involved in adultery must be put to death.
要他们把男生放走了，把女生啊抓来。
And the Pharisees in this circumstance had released the man and brought just the woman.
啊，他们逐问耶稣说，按照摩西的律法，像这样的人要用石头打死。
And so they brought her to his presence and said, according to the law of Moses, such a woman should be stoned to death.
啊，你要怎么办？
And what are you going to do about it?
啊，当然主耶稣可以处理了。
Of course, Jesus can handle this matter.
但是主耶稣，因为他是公义的神。
But Jesus, because he is a God,
他知道这些人的动机是不纯正的。
He knew that their motivations were not sincere.
他不要把自己的回答的话变成落在别人的。啊，画饼被他抓到你的把柄。
But he did not want his words to become a snare for him.
所以在地下写字，一开始不理他们。
So he knelt down and just drew in the sand, not answering.
他们以为说他没有办法了，又吵一吵。
And they thought that he had no answers, and they started making a ruckus.
然后主耶稣抬起头来对他们讲。
And then Jesus stood up and said to them,
你们当中谁没有罪，可以拿石头把这个人打死。
Whoever among you has no sin may cast the first stone.
当然他犯罪不对。
Of course, she sinned and she was incorrect.
但是你们难道没有罪吗？你可以，就是说我可以站在审判的立场来处罚他吗？
But do you not have sin so that you feel that you can assume the role of a judge?
所以耶稣借着这样唤起每个人的良心啊。
And so when Jesus said this, everyone's conscience was pricked.
我们既然是罪人，我们就有权柄去定别人的罪。
They realize that they are sinners and they don't have the authority to condemn others.
所以后来一个人，每一个人啊，摸摸自己的良心啊， 啊，每一个人都觉得我有罪啊，一个一个就溜走了。
And so as they each person examined themselves, they realized they had all sinned, and so they all left.
后来主耶稣对那个妇人说：“没有人定你的罪吗？”他说：“没有。”
And then Jesus went to the woman and said, "Has anyone condemned you for your sin?"
耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪，但是从今以后你不可以再犯罪。”
And then he said to her.I don't condemn you either, but go and sin no more.
那我们看到主耶稣在处理事情啊，公义、慈爱兼顾。
So whenever Jesus handles a matter, we see the presence of justice and mercy.
啊，并且啊，让众人找不到把柄，这是他应对的一种智慧。
And as a result, the people who try to trick him cannot find any fault in his words.
因为这种从神来的智慧啊，不是学来的，不是学来，学不来。
This kind of wisdom is from God. It's not wisdom that can be learned.
啊，这是神给的一种智慧。
This wisdom is granted by God.
啊，再来，他身量增长。
And he also grew in stature.
啊，我们年纪长大，我们身体啊的各样器官也是跟着慢慢的成长。
As we age, our body grows with us.
啊，身体渐渐成长，当然力量也不断的成长。
And so as our body increases.Our strength increases.
所以四世纪第八章里面说啊，人的年纪如何，他的力量如何。
And so in Judges it says, in Judges 8 it says that a person's strength is accompanying his age.
主耶稣的属灵力量啊，不断的一直增加。
So Jesus's spiritual strength grew.
啊，不只是讲道有力量啊，啊，他又能够行神迹奇事。
He was not only able to speak sermons, but he was able to perform great miracles.
赶逐污鬼，平静风浪。
And he was able to cast out demons and calm storms.
所以力量不断的增加。
So his strength continuously grew.
那当然，这个力量增加就是靠他平时的祷告。
And how was it that his strength increased? It was through his normal routine prayers.
虽然慢慢的增加，但是那个志气啊，他的气量啊，也不断的增加。
And so,As he grew physically, his spiritual maturity increased.
所以不管说人家不跟从他，他不会说啊，去像约翰、雅各说啊，我们求天父啊，降火把他们烧掉算了。
So for instance, he matured to the point where if people did not want to follow him, did not want to listen to him, he was not like John and James who said, ask the lightning from heaven to come and strike them.
所以这是那种志气啊。度量的增加、哦、
And so he was able to be very patient and reserved.
所以哥林多前书里面说啊，小孩子小的时候啊，心思意念都是像小孩，那渐渐长大就把那些小孩子的事情就把它丢弃掉了。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul writes that children have childish thoughts, but as we mature and grow, we throw away those childish thoughts.
所以我们长大了以后，心智要像大人。
And so as we grow up into adults, our hearts must And our mature,
我说不要让人小看我们年轻。
So do not let anyone look down on you because you are young.
哦，我们在言理、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上啊，都要长大啊，做众人的榜样。
But set an example for all the people in love, faith, purity, and sincerity.
按说他在成长当中，神对他的爱增加。
And so as Jesus grew, God's love for him grew.
啊，要得到神的爱增加，就是能够得神喜悦。
And in order to have God's love for you increase, you must seek his favor.
看约翰福音第八章二十九节。
Please turn to John chapter 8 verse 29.
约翰福音八章二十九节。
John chapter 8 verse 29.
那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事情。为什么他能够得到神的喜爱
？How did Jesus gain the favor of the Lord？
因为他常常做神喜爱的事情。
Because he often did things that pleased God。
那神要他做什么，要他什么样，他对神的旨意很清楚。
So whatever God had wanted him to do, Jesus is very clear on what God's will.
所以所做的都是令神喜爱的事情，所以难怪神越来越爱他。
And so everything Jesus did was what God had wanted him to do, and so of course God would love him more and more.
说我们到神面前来的，我们要有信心才能够得到神的喜悦。
When we come to the presence of the Lord of God, we must have faith.
我们要听从神的命令，神才喜悦。
And we also must listen to his commands so that he will be pleased with us.
我们要敬畏神啊, 要追求圣洁啊, 你有这样, 当然神就越来越喜悦你。
And if we revere him and we pursue purity, of course, the Lord will be pleased with us.
所以好几次啊, 神从天上出声音说, 这就是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
And so many times God will say from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, and in him I am well pleased." And this was because Jesus often did things that pleased God. And so God's love for Jesus grew as Jesus grew. And the love of man toward him also grew. In order to gain the love of others, you must love first.
马太福音第七章十二节说啊, 我们想要, 人家怎样待我们, 我们就是怎样去对待别人。
And Matthew tells us that we should treat others as we want to be treated.
你一直的不断爱人啊, 当然你就会得到更多别人从人来的爱。
So if you continuously love others, then you will also experience the love from others.
所以耶稣在家庭里面啊, 他很爱他的父母。
So while Jesus was with his family, he showed his love toward his
parents.
So naturally, his parents loved him.
肉身的父母就是玛利亚跟约瑟了,
his parents being Joseph and Mary.
就是他在十字架上的时候啊, 他也很关心母亲玛利亚。
Even when he was nailed on the cross, he was very concerned about his mother, Mary.
他对他所爱的门徒说, 看你的母亲。
He said to the disciple whom he loved, "Look, your mother."
对玛利亚说, 看你的儿子。
And he said to Mary, "See, your son."
他被钉在十字架上了, 没有办法继续照顾玛利亚了。
He was crucified on the cross and therefore was unable to continue to take care of Mary.
他没有想到说, 我是为救人类啊, 我钉在十字架上, 我哪里还有时间管你。
He didn't say to himself, "I am here to save all mankind. I have no time to care for my mother."
他很关心玛利亚。 知道说玛利亚需要照顾。
But he, in contrast, he was very concerned about Mary and knew that she needs to be taken care of.
但我现在没有办法照顾了。
And he knew that he could not take care of her anymore.
所以就交托他最爱的门徒说, 你要把玛利亚当作母亲, 来照顾她。
And so he told the disciple whom he loved that he should take care of Mary as his own mother.
对玛利亚说, 你就把约翰当作你的儿子。 你有什么事情就告诉他, 希望他来照顾。
And he tells Mary that she should consider John as her son, and if she needs anything, she should go to him.
所以他虽然身为人啊, 就尽到人该尽的本分。
So since Jesus is a human being, he fulfills the responsibility he has as a person.
他爱世界上属住己的人。
And he loved those on the earth that belong to him.
爱他们到底。
And he loved them to the end.
所以他可以得到世人的爱。
And because he loved so much, he was able to get earn the love of
people.
Everywhere Jesus went to preach, he showed a heart of mercy.
对那些饥饿的人、生病的人。
And he had shown great concern for those who were hungry and those who were sick.
那些罪人、罪吏。
And he showed concern to the sinners and the tax collectors.
帮助他们来改。 改善他们,
he was willing to draw near to them to help them and to change them and turn them back to the
Lord. 甚至在十字架上还为那些跟他敌对把他钉死的人啊, 为他们祷告。
And even when he was nailed on the cross, he prayed for those who crucified him.
所以他能够爱普天下的人, 就能够得到普天下人的爱。
Because Jesus showed love to the men on this world, they loved him in return.
所以我们的成长啊, 这个教会的成长, 都是一样。
This same principle applies to the growth of ourselves and the church.
我们继续来看耶稣受洗,
Let's take a look at the baptism of Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个洗礼就是受罪嘛,
We know that baptism is for the remission of sins.
耶稣既然没有罪, 为什么他要受洗?
Jesus was sinless, so why was he baptized?
有几个意义, 我们看约翰福音3章15节。
There are several significances to this. Let's take a look at John chapter 3.
约翰福音3章15节。
John chapter 3 verse 15.
耶稣回答说：“你暂且洗我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”于是约翰洗了他。主耶稣来到约旦河边呐，要接受约翰洗礼。
Actually, turn to Matthew chapter 3 verse 15.
因为约翰在那里传道人，叫人都要悔改。
Jesus went to the Jordan River to be baptized because there John Baptist was baptizing other people to repent. And the purpose of John's baptism was to prepare men's hearts to accept the salvation. John also knew that Jesus was of a higher station. So when Jesus came to John to be baptized, John dared not baptize him. He said to him, I need to be baptized by you. Do you come to me?
耶稣说,
so Jesus replied, let it be so. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
这个义啊,就是礼,就是律法上的一些要求。
And so this righteousness has to do with some requirements set forth by the law. And because Jesus had become a person, a man, he also has to fulfill the constraints placed on people.
所以保罗也讲说啊, 我们要为道理的缘故啊, 要守人的一切规定。
And Paul says that for the sake of the gospel, we should follow the laws.
有时候我们觉得说,哇,这个规定这么多啊,这个有意义吗?
Sometimes we may feel there's so many rules, do they really mean anything?
那我们在一个团体里面,在教会里面啊,一些道理,一些规定啊,我们都是要遵守的。
But when we are in a group, especially in a church, there are certain teachings and rules that we should observe.
耶稣那么伟大的神啊,他都来到世界上,什么规定都照做了。
Jesus is the marvelous God, and he has come to this earth as a person and was submissive to the rules governed by men.
8天就受割礼,40天就被洁净献上。
He was circumcised on the 8th day and was presented to the temple after 40 days.
要传道理的时候先接受洗礼。
And before he was going to preach the gospel, he accepted baptism.
所以凡是神的要求啊,他完全的照做。
So whatever God demanded of people, Jesus also fulfilled.
尽到人该尽的一些本分。
And so he did what every man should do.
所以这个尽到诸般的义啊，就是律法跟施恩主里面所规定的事情啊，一些预言啊，他完全照做。And
to fulfill all righteousness also means to fulfill the prophecies made by the prophets and the law.
所以圣经里面说，行义的才是义人嘛。The
Bible says that whoever does follows the law is a righteous person.
所以你尽到人该行的义啊，你才是一个义人。
So if you do what is supposed to be right for man, then you are considered righteous.
圣经里面讲他是一个义人,他凡事都跟弟兄一样,犹太人应该怎么做,他都照着做。
And so, since Jesus was a righteous person, he did what all the traditional Jews were supposed to do.
所以这也是给我们留下一个非常重要的榜样。
And so this left us a very important example.
表示说我们人人都要洗礼。
That is, everyone ought to be baptized.
因为这个可以赦我们的罪。
Because baptism is for the remission of our sins.
另外一个就是耶稣要开始传道理了，好像旧约时代的祭司要开始工作啊，就要沐浴抹膏。
Another reason why Jesus was baptized is because he is about to begin to preach, very much the same way anointed high priest was about to enter his office.
耶稣就先受洗得圣灵，然后开始工作。
And so, like the anointing of a high priest, Jesus was baptized and received the Holy Spirit before he began his ministry.
耶稣的受洗另外一个表示他的谦卑。
Jesus' baptism also shows that he is humble.
不就卑微的人。
He was willing to be humble and lowly like a person.
虽然约翰比他小，但是他还是受约翰的洗。
Even John was not as, more humble than he was. He was willing to be baptized by John.
圣经里面说啊，约翰是点着的明灯，点着的灯。 点亮的灯。
The Bible says that John is like a light.
但是耶稣是公义的太阳。
But Jesus is like the righteous sun.
灯怎么跟太阳比嘛？
How can you compare a light to the sun?
但是耶稣却很谦卑接受约翰的洗礼。
But Jesus yet was very humble and accepted John's baptism.
哦，所以我们不要效法那些骄傲的法利赛人呐、啊，啊，我们要效法主耶稣的谦卑。
So we should not imitate the Pharisees who were very haughty, but we should imitate Jesus who was humble.
结果他受洗以后说天开了。啊、圣灵降下来。
And so it records that after Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened and a dove came. The Holy Spirit came.
声音说这是我的爱子。
And there was a voice that said, "This is my son, whom I love."
啊，圣灵降在他的身上。
And the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
我们今天也是一样啊、哦，你要成为神的爱主，就是要接受洗礼受罪。
The same applies to us today. If we want to be considered the loved child of the Lord, we need to be baptized.
所以耶稣说，我凡事给你们留下榜样，要你们按照我的榜样来学习。
And so Jesus said that I have left you an example that you may follow my example and do what I have done.
所以跟得救有关系的一些基本道理啊，耶稣都亲自做啊，叫我们照着去做。
So the various sacraments that are very pertinent to our salvation, Jesus has set an example for us and specifically tells us to do it.
好，我们调过来看约翰马太福音第四章。
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章啊，耶稣受洗以后啊，圣灵把他带去旷野受试探。
After Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit led Jesus to the desert to be tempted.
因为要开始工作啊，所以就先禁食40昼夜。
Because he was about to begin his missionary task, his ministry, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
得胜了试探以后啊，他就满有圣灵的能力。
And after he had overcome temptation, he was full of the Holy Spirit and of power.
啊，有权柄讲道理啊，可以行神迹奇事。
And he had authority.To preach the gospel and to perform miracles and signs.
所以为着要工作，有四十昼夜的禁食祷告。
And so for the sake of the work that lay ahead of him, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
啊，这是得能力的源头。
And so this is the source from which he gained his power.
啊，也借着这个禁食祷告来得胜试探。
And through this fasting prayer, he was able to overcome temptation.
那主耶稣受试探呢、啊，表示说他是一个完全的人。
The fact that Jesus was able to overcome temptation showed that he was a perfect man.
雅各第一章十三节里面讲。
In James chapter 1 verse 13, he writes,
神不被试探，神也不试探人。
God is not tempted, nor does God tempt men.
哦，神会训练人呐、啊，试炼人，但是神不会试探人。
God will try us and will test us, but he will not
tempt us. 那个试探跟试炼不太一样。
So testing and temptation are not the same.
这个试探呢、啊，就是要把你引诱离开，让你离开神。
Temptation is a way to lead you astray from God, so that you will depart from God.
啊，这个试验的目的啊，就是帮助你成长。
Trials, the purpose of a trial is to help you to grow spiritually.
所以试探是从魔鬼来。
So temptation comes from Satan.
啊，一方面也是借着我们人的私欲。
And also, it also comes from our own desires.
所以耶稣受试探啊，证明他是一个完全的人啊，他带着人性。
The fact that Jesus was able to be tempted showed that he was indeed truly a man.
所以他成为人呐、啊，他也会饥饿，也会渴渴。
As in person, Jesus got hungry and thirsty just like everyone else.
他也要睡觉。
And he also needs to sleep.
他也会忧伤，有时候也会喜乐。
He feels sad and happy just like the rest of us.
会哀哭啊。
And he will also weep.
因为耶稣是成为一个完全的人。
Because
Jesus, 肉体上跟我们完全一样。
Because Jesus was a man just like us.
他说我们信徒也会受试探。
As Christians, we will also encounter temptation.
因为魔鬼本身啊，好像那个吼叫狮子一样啊，遍地为游行。
Because the Satan is like a prowling lion looking around for people to devour.
他迷惑普天下，昼夜控告弟兄。
And he will roam the earth looking for brothers and sisters to accuse.
所以魔鬼会用很多的陷阱来试探我们，好像他在试探亚当夏娃，试探主耶稣一样。
So Satan will create many scenarios under which we may be tempted in the same way he tempted Adam and Eve.
圣灵把 耶稣引到旷野受试探，表示说啊，他接受试探这个是神允许的。
Because the Spirit of God led Jesus to the desert to be tempted means that God let him get tempted.
好像约伯受试探，这也是神允许的。
In the same way that God allowed Job to encounter his trials.
啊，但是神对魔鬼讲啊，有一个限度，不可以伤害他的生命。
But in the case of Job, God specifically told the devil not to cross a certain line. That is, Job's life must be preserved.
我们看哥林多前书十章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
十章十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
说你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能够受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开出一条出路来，叫你们能够忍受得住。说我们会遇到试探，这是神允许的。
The fact that we can encounter temptation is because God allows this to happen.
但是神知道我们人的能力。我们的忍受的程度。
But God knows each of our thresholds for succumbing to temptation.
好像父母亲把那个担子叫小孩子来担。
It's like a parent who gives a small burden for a child to carry.
那这个小孩子，父母亲一定知道说这个小孩子的能力多大。
As a parent, you understand how strong your child is.
别不会给他那个他担不起的担子。
You will be sure not to give the child the burden that he cannot carry.
同样的，神让我们所遇到的试探也是我们能够忍受得住的。
In the same way, the temptation that God allows us to experience will be one that we can endure.
并且说我们在受试探的时候，还会为我们开出一条出路来。
And while we are being tempted, he will also open a way for us to escape this temptation.
所以在祷告文里面讲说，不要叫我们遇见试探，哈。
So in the Lord's prayer, it says, "Lead us not into temptation."
啊，其实那个意思就是说啊，那你不要被那个试探，好像那个漩涡啊，你到那个海里面哦，然后大湖里面有那个暗中有那个漩涡啊，里面有水在转。
So,
在那个水里面哦，有时候海里面也有那个漩涡。
Yeah.Well, there's a whirlpool. Sometimes you will find whirlpools in the ocean.
有时候游泳的人啊，不小心啊，掉到里面去啊，就会被卷进去。
And if you're swimming or you are not aware of it, you might get sucked into this whirlpool.
有时候在那个海里面啊，有的船也会被卷进去。
And in the ocean, sometimes ships would even get caught in whirlpools.
那所以魔鬼的试探好像这个漩涡一样。他说，求神保守我们啊，不要陷到他的陷阱里面。
And so the temptation of Satan is very much like a whirlpool, and we ask the Lord that we may not be sucked into this whirlpool.
也就是说，试探会遇到。
That is to say, we will encounter temptations.
啊，但是我们在受试探当中啊，我们要能够靠主保守，能够得胜。
But when we encounter these temptations, we need to rely on the protection of the Lord so we may stand up under the temptation.
我们还有十分钟啊。可能啊排得太挤了哈，赶快下课。我们再十分钟哈。
We have 10 more minutes of class.
11:10。啊，这个魔鬼在试探人呐、啊。我有几个方法。
When Satan is tempting people, there are several methods.
一个就是他找机会。
One method he uses is to look for an opportunity.
当你在软弱的时候啊，往往就是魔鬼要把你吞吃掉的时候。
He looks for the times when you are weak, and that is when he will try to swallow you up.
耶稣禁食40天呐、啊，已经肚子很饿了，那个时候变成他要试探的机会。
In Jesus' circumstance, he had not eaten for 40 days and 40 nights, so naturally he'd be very, very hungry.
以色列人呐、啊，他们在旷野行走的时候啊。
When the Israelites were journeying in the wilderness,
有的人呐、啊、比较软弱啊，跟在队伍后面呐、啊、跟不上的，那变成亚玛力人呐、啊、吞出的对象。
While they were traveling the wilderness, there were some of the older people or the more sickly who were traveling behind the multitude in the Amalekites.
有时候我们在信仰上啊，灰心软弱的时候啊，往往会变成魔鬼试探的一个机会。
So in our faith, whenever we are weak, it poses an opportunity for the Satan to tempt us.
或者是我们有什么的弱点呢，软弱的地方啊，变成一种致命伤。
Or if we have any kind of shortcoming, Satan will use this as a foothold.
像亚干啊，他就是贪爱财物。
For instance, Achan was greedy for material things.
像犹大也是贪财。
Judas was also.
耶哈西也是贪财。
And Jehazi was also greedy for.
扫罗就是因为嫉妒心。
Saul was a very jealous person.
该隐也是嫉妒。
Cain was also very jealous.
大卫就是男女之间的关系。
David was very lustful.
所以这都是人性当中的一些弱点，变成魔鬼要试探你、攻击你的一个地方。So
these certain character flaws pose a small opening for Satan to come and tempt you.
所以圣经里面说魔鬼好像虎叫狮子，他就寻找机会，想办法要把你吞吃掉。So
the Bible writes that Satan is like a prowling lion who will jump on you whenever he can.
所以主耶稣曾经对彼得说，魔鬼要筛你们，好像在筛麦子一样。So
Jesus once said to Peter, Satan wants to sift you like sifting wheat.
但是我已经为你祷告了，你不至于失掉了信心。So
but I have prayed for you, so do not lose your faith.
所以这个祷告很重要，就是这样。So
from this we can learn that prayer is very important.
我们看到别人软弱的时候，你要 迫切为他祷告。
So when you see someone among you that is weak,
因为你的祷告会让他不至于失落信心，让他能够有回头的机会。
Because of your prayer, this person will not lose their faith, and they will have an opportunity to turn around back to God.
所以我们看到别人软弱，不要一直的批评攻击呀。
So when we see that someone is weak, don't criticize them and rebuke them all the time.
我们要想到说，我是不是为他祷告。
We have to think to ourselves and make a determination to pray for them.
再来就是叫人服侍自己的肚腹，服侍自己的肚子了。And
sometimes we succumb to our own desires.
就是满足自己肉体上的这种欲望。We
want to fulfill the desires of our bodies.
当然有的是为吃的东西，有的是男女关系。
Some people hunger for food, others for lust.
人常常为着满足肉体的需要，就享乐放纵，这也是魔鬼试探的一个方法。And
so because people like to indulge the flesh, they often just lose control.
主耶稣已经肚子很饿，没有错了。In
this case, Jesus was indeed very hungry.
40天禁食。He
fasted for 40 days.
魔鬼就跟他讲说，你如果是神的儿子。
And Satan said to him, if you are the son of God.
Yeah, 他本来就是神的儿子。
Of course he is the son of God.
但魔鬼就是让你以为假使你是神的儿子。
But Satan wants to lead you astray, and he said, if you are the son of God.
你可以把那个石头变成食物来吃。
You can change those stones into bread so that you can eat.
如果要把石头变成食物，对耶稣来讲，这是很简单的。
For Jesus to turn stones into bread is quite a simple matter.
即使不要石头，耶稣也可以变食物来吃。In
fact, he doesn't even need rocks. He can just make bread for himself.
但是耶稣从来没有行过一件神迹，是为着满足自己肉体上的需要。
But Jesus has never performed a miracle or a sign just to fulfill his own fleshly desires.
他所行的神迹都是怜悯人，就是荣耀神。
The miracles that he performed was to show mercy to the people around him and to glorify God.
所以他不会为着满足自己肉体上的需要来行神迹的。So
he will not perform a miracle to satisfy his needs.
所以魔鬼要人满足自己的肚腹，放纵享乐，这是他试探的一个方法。So
another way Satan tempts us is by using our natural, using our desires to fulfill. To indulge the flesh.
再来一个就是，显扬自己，认为自己很强。Another
way Satan tempts us is through our pride.
所以把他带到那个殿顶上的地方。So
Satan brought Jesus to the top of the temple.
然后叫他说，你跳下去。And
he said to him, jump off.
因为圣经里面说啊， 你的脚啊，不会受伤。
Because the Bible says that your foot will not strike against the stone.
他也会引用圣经啊，说神会派天使扶着你。
The devil knew how to use the verses in the Bible and say that the angels will attend to you.
这是在诗篇九十一篇里面。
This verse is from Psalm 91.
啊，其实你从殿顶上啊跳下去，啊，那表示什么呢？
If you're standing at the top of a temple and then you jump off, what does that mean?
啊，主是表示说，哇，你很伟大而已。
All it will say is that, yes, I'm great.
所以魔鬼叫人呐，试探的方法一个就是让你抬高自己，认为自己很了不起。
So another way Satan tempts us is by making us think that we're better than we really are.
从神来的神迹啊，会归荣耀给神啊，认为自己很卑微。
The miracles that come from God will end up glorifying God and make us feel like we are just vessels.
啊，神有所用的一个器皿而已。
We are simply vessels through which these miracles are performed.
你看到神的神迹，反而会接着自己的卑微。
So when you see the miracles of God, you will feel that you are very humbled and that you are not worthy.
像路加，路加福音里面讲到彼得啊，看到主耶稣行神迹啊，啊，一网就两船满满的鱼。
Like in Luke, when Peter saw Jesus and that he caught two large nets of fish.
但是彼得看到的就是说，主啊，你好伟大，我很不配，我是一个罪人。
But Peter's response was, Lord, you are great, and I am a sinner and very unworthy of you.
但是我们看到说，现在有些牧师在行神迹啊，就是显扬自己。你看我这么厉害。
But some preachers these days, when they perform miracles, it's to glorify themselves.
啊，这是魔鬼的工作，不是神的作为。
This is the work of Satan, and not the work of God.